106.7 K-Jug Country, ACM Week continues, the show coming up on Sunday, and a lot of your favorite stars are up for crazy amounts of awards. We talked to Ashley McBride that's up for awards. Chris Young, who's coming up in about an hour, he's performing. And Tennille Arts is going to get to do something that she's never done before. And she has a song in the top five with somebody like that. I like to call her Top Five Tennille.
Hey, how you doing? Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. I don't know about you, but I'm so excited.
That's freaking amazing.
Thank you.
That's definitely another highlight of your last couple of years, but you've got a lot of those highlights.
I mean, this past year has, I know it's been a pandemic and there's been so much, you know, so many difficult times for people, but I've got to say, like, this last year, so many things have happened in my career and I'm just so thankful. I mean, it all starts with radio and having this song out there and people playing it. I mean, it's just, it's making everything else happen and the ACM happen. So, I'm just really, really excited about everything that's happened so far.
It's got to be a little bittersweet for you. Your family up in Canada, so you don't get to see them and they don't get to be part of your milestones. So that part has to be a little rough.
It definitely does. I mean, anytime I get to celebrate these things with my family, I try to. You know, the last time I saw all of them here in Nashville was 2019 for my Opry debut. So I really haven't been able to celebrate a whole lot with them. But, you know, I'll just have so many things to celebrate with them when I can actually be with them and celebrate. So just trying to look at the positive, I guess.
ACM's coming up this week. Are you going to glam up and get all dressed up?
Yeah, I get to do my first red carpet. So I'm really excited about it. I'm going to go try on my dress again this afternoon. So it's pretty crazy to think that I'm going to be walking my first red carpet. I'm just very excited about it. And I love dressing up. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
At what point do you stop eating so that you can fit into the dress on the final day?
Oh, I don't do that. I'm really bad. I'm like, oh no, I've eaten way too much. Now I just have to deal with it.
Speaking of eating, you know, you had a lot of home time. I saw you did a couple of cooking videos. Has there been anything that you've really gotten good at cooking since the pandemic started?
I mean, just cooking in general, because before the pandemic, I'm not kidding you, I didn't know that my stove wasn't working for like half a year. Oh. So I found out when I tried to cook something and it wasn't working. So I've really just kind of, I dove into that a little bit and I'm still just learning how to make everything. I still overcook. My boyfriend's so annoyed because I overcook everything. So I'm still learning, but I'm getting much better. And I got an air fryer too, by the way.
Oh God, that's
awesome.
A lifesaver.
Changed my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, you can do anything from chicken wings to steak to vegetables and not screw it up.
Yep. I know. See, it's helping me with my overcooking everything.
Overcooking and bedazzling. Those are like your two things now, right?
That's true. That's exact. Those are the only two things that I'm good at hobby-wise.
Well, we're really excited for you, and we're so happy that you're going to get into the top five. I can't wait till I can say top two to Neil, maybe, in a couple of weeks. So.
I would absolutely love that. I just can't thank you guys enough for playing this song. It's really been making all of my dreams come true this year. So thank you so much.
That's awesome. Well, make sure you can get into that dress and have a great weekend. It's going to be fun.
Will do. Thank you so much.